Is Mary the mother of God? The Bible's answer. No, the Bible does not teach that Mary is the mother of God, nor does it suggest that Christians should either worship or venerate Mary. The footnote reads, "Several religious denominations teach that Mary is the mother of God. They may refer to her as Queen of Heaven or as Theotokos, a Greek word that means God-bearer." End of footnote. Consider. Mary never claimed that she was the mother of God. The Bible explains that she gave birth to the Son of God, not God himself. Mark 1:1. Jesus Christ never said that Mary was God's mother or that she was worthy of special devotion. In fact, he corrected a woman who gave special attention to Mary's happy role as his mother, saying, "No, rather, happy are those hearing the word of God and keeping it." Luke 11:27 and 28. The terms Mother of God and Theotokos, or God-bearer, are not found in the Bible. The expression Queen of Heaven in the Bible refers not to Mary, but to a false goddess worshipped by apostate Israelites. Jeremiah 44:15-19. The Queen of Heaven may have been Ishtar, or Astarte, a Babylonian goddess. Early Christians did not worship Mary, nor did they give her any special honor. One historian states that early Christians would have rejected cults and probably feared that undue attention to Mary might evoke a suspicion of goddess worship. In Quest of the Jewish Mary. The Bible says that God has always existed. Since he had no beginning, he cannot have a mother. Furthermore, Mary could not have held God in her womb. The Bible makes clear that even the heavens cannot contain him. Mary, mother of Jesus, not mother of God. Mary was Jewish by birth, and she was a direct descendant of King David. She was highly favored by God for her faith and devotion. God chose her to become the mother of Jesus. Along with her husband, Joseph, Mary had other children. Although the Bible shows that Mary became a disciple of Jesus, not much additional information is given about her. Why do some consider Mary the mother of God? The earliest evidence of devotion to Mary dates from the late 4th century CE. At that time, the Catholic Church became the state religion of the Roman Empire. As a result, many who had a pagan background became nominal Christians. The Church had also adopted the unscriptural teaching of the Trinity. The doctrine of the Trinity led many in the Church to conclude that if Jesus were God, then Mary must be the mother of God. In 431 CE, a church council in Ephesus officially proclaimed Mary the mother of God. Mariolatry, the excessive veneration of Mary, flourished after this Council of Ephesus. And as those from a pagan background joined the church, images and icons of the Virgin Mary gradually took the place of their fertility goddesses, such as Artemis, or Diana to the Romans, and Isis. In 432 CE, Pope Sixtus III ordered a church to be built in Rome in honor of the Mother of God. It was built near the site of an earlier temple erected in honor of Lucina, the Roman goddess of childbirth. One author described this church as an enduring symbol of the assimilation of the great mother of the pagan cults to the cult of Mary after the Christianization of Rome. Mary, the complete resource.